Welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment with Mother Judy Hines, your resource for success in your kingdom assignment, with tips, inspiration, strategies, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, and welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment again. This is Mother Judy Hines. I'm excited to be with you on today. I hope you had a happy and a wonderful, great Sunday on yesterday. And I do know that the power of God was in operation everywhere. God is in operation everywhere. This morning, I am excited because we have started a 40-day journey. Yes, called Pursuing or Seeking the Very Presence of God. And so every day for the next 40 days, Mother, your host, will be hosting on Facebook Live. We'll be hosting for 5 minutes each night, and we're going to be sharing different aspects of prayer and inspiration so that you can stay uplifted and informed during the month of August and the month of September. So join us on Facebook Live every night. Join us every morning at 7 a.m. for Sweet Inspiration. Sweet Inspiration, we're on for 15 minutes. We are just lifting up the name of Jesus and inspiring the people of God, pushing them to the next predestinated place in God. Well, this morning, I'm still campaigning. I'm still crusading for prayer on this morning because I found out and I know without a shadow of a doubt that prayer and intercession is the highest form of ministry. I know you think it's the fivefold ministry gifts. I know most people think it's the office of the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist. But those offices run off the fuel of intercession and prayer. Intercession and prayer is what gives those offices the authentication and power and gives them the delegated authority from God. I want you to understand that prayer is the most powerful weapon in our arsenal, in our spiritual arsenal this morning. And I love it because this is how God allows us to rule with him in the kingdom. This is how he allows us to rule with him in power in the kingdom of God. It is through prayer and through intercession. What the enemy has done is put a distaste in most people's mouth where prayer is concerned, because a lot of people don't believe that prayer is the key. They don't believe that they find it difficult to spend time in prayer. They don't believe that they get the answers that they're looking for. They really think that it's too time consuming. But I want you to know that prayer works, folks. Prayer works. And let me tell you this morning just how powerful prayer is. It goes beyond the restrictions of time, of zone, of age, and even when you may be you have left the face of the earth, your prayers are still being answered. And we here today, we are here because somebody prayed for us. They may not be living now, but I want you to know that you're still benefiting off the prayers of somebody else. Somebody had you on their mind. God had you on his mind, and he placed you on somebody else's mind. You ought to be glad about it. Yes, indeed. Put the coffee cup down and take a victory lap around the kitchen table because God has you on his mind. And may I add this morning that God has not changed his mind concerning you. God has not changed his mind concerning you. What God has spoken concerning you will stand against the eons of time. The counsel of God concerning you stands. When God blesses you, it cannot be revoked. It is in. The order is in, and it cannot be revoked. God has spoken great things concerning you. God says he would make you the head and not the tail. Somebody prayed for you to be the head. He said that you would own loan and not rent. Somebody prayed that in. It was prayed in. Everything that we have, everything that we are, as we are going from level to level, I want you to know that it was birthed out in prayer. Nothing happens until it is birthed out in prayer. And so we must understand that this is God's strategy for continual intimacy with him and for being in fellowship with him, and the tool that we use to pray one for another. I'm excited when I say pray one for another, because the Bible says, pray ye one for another that you might be healed. Do you not know that there are certain things that you cannot obtain, that you will not have until you pray it for someone else? As you're praying for others, God takes care of your desires and your needs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just remembered that I need to be checking the time, because I'm excited this morning, because God is moving by his power and by his might. God is moving by his spirit on today, and there is a torrential rain, a monsoon rain that is about to fall in the lives of God's people. That means the blessings of the Lord that come and adds no sorrow is headed your way. And God is going to make sure. Did you not know that the blessing that God gives you is supposed to be perpetual and without end? Did you not know that God wanted you to be continually blessed? He wanted to continue for you to have continual doors of opportunity. He wanted you to have continuous breakthroughs. Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. He wants your life to be sustained through his power, his blessings, his miracles, and he wants you to experience it and have a perpetual flow in your life, a never-ending flow in your life. And so we're going to move today to the mode of celebration. We're going to jubilee, and we're going to give God praise, and we're going to give him glory, because we're going to exalt his name and lift him up for his goodness and for his mercy. Every day God is releasing new mercy. Every day he shows up to show us kindness. Every day, every day, God allows us to experience his miracle working power. And for this morning, we give him praise. Listen, folk, put the coffee cup down and take a victory lap around the kitchen table. Our God is able. Our God is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. And watch this. It tells us in the prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. Well, when that is translated, it translates to mean, give us this day the bread that never runs out. Mother stopped by here this morning on the kingdom assignment to tell you that God has made a way for you to accomplish your kingdom assignment, that God has made a way for you to be provided for during your kingdom assignment, that God is opening doors and making ways out of no way just so you can fulfill your kingdom assignment. But your kingdom assignment is going to be filled because somebody is praying and because you are praying. Yes, you have to become a student of prayer. You have to, listen, prayerlessness should not be named among the saints. Oh, yes, indeed. And so we, in our personal devotion, in our personal relationship with God, we need to highlight, excuse me, how important prayer is in our relationship with God, in our relationship to be able to talk with him, to be able to fellowship and to commune with him, to be able to bring our petitions before him, to be able to come before his throne boldly. I tell you, it's a privilege and it's an honor this morning. He's a good, good father. He's a good, good father, and I just want to put it out in the atmosphere on this morning. God is going to take care of you, you, and you. God is going to take care of his people. Oh, yes, oh, yes. While you on your assignment, just remember that God has your back. Just remember that God has taken care of every fine detail that pertains to life and godliness. Just remember that God knows it from the beginning to the end and even in the middle, folks. So stay close to God. Listen, pursue relentlessly. Seek the Lord in this hour. Seek the Lord in this hour. Oh, yes, practice the presence in this hour. We are here to seek the eternal God in this hour, the presence of God. And so I want you all to join me every day for the next 40 days. This is going to be my first night. The first night, we're doing a 40-day journey, and we're going to be spending 2 to 5 minutes together every evening at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. I want you to join me for what we call STEP, S-T-E-P, the acronyms, S-T-E-P. It means seeking the eternal presence. We are serious about seeking the eternal presence of God. And on this, during these few minutes each day, we're going to deal with different aspects of encouraging you in prayer and teaching you about the different aspects of prayer. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. Listen, we are here to rekindle a prayer ethic in the body of Christ. We are here to put the seat back into the body of Christ. We have come to such a time as this, and we will turn and we will seek the Lord through prayer and intercession. I hope you'll join me each night for the next 40 days. And don't forget that we are still praying on the Sweet Inspiration line at 6 a.m., at 12 noon, and 6 p.m. Please go to my website and get all the pertinent information so that you will be on your way to your next predestinated place in God. You will get your B12 injection in the Holy Ghost every morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, it's about time for me to get off this call this morning. Listen, I'm over my time. Until the next time, God bless.
Wow, what a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. We're getting ready to bring on the next speaker, and we're doing that now.
The book of Exodus, chapter number 33, verse number 12. This is Moses talking to the Lord. He's really having a candid conversation. And in this very candid conversation, he speaks direct. He uses phrases and language, and I even feel like tones that you have to be in a certain place with God in order to talk like that. And I believe that he has really taken up the thought where the scripture says that we are to come boldly. He goes boldly to God. I love it. He goes boldly. He goes confident. He teaches us something in this. Let's look at this. We'll start in verse number 12. It says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou hast said unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." And so Moses right there is just repeating what the Lord said to him in a few verses earlier. It's a long chapter. Don't have time to read all of that. So he's repeating what God said to him, and how God told him to go up, how God told him he was going to send an angel before the people and all that, and how God said that he would come amongst the people and wipe them out because they are a stiff-necked people, God said. And Moses, despite what God said, God told him to still bring up this people. Take them where they're supposed to go, where I am taking them, where I am leading them. And Moses says, I need to know who's going with me. And he says, you said you know me by name. In other words, he's saying, God, well, because you know me, You know that I need your direction. You know that I need to see a sign. You know that I need there's something that I need to go before me that I can know of a surety what I'm doing and where I'm going. And that's what he said to God, who's going to go with me? And because you know me, then you know also that I need somebody to go with me. And he says, you said, I found grace in your sight. And so if I found grace in your sight, hear me. Hear this prayer that I'm praying unto you right now. And verse number 13, it says, now therefore, I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me the way that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider this people, this nation, thy people. And so Moses comes back to God and says, if I really found grace in your sight, he says, show me your way, show me thy way, not just the way where that I'm going or where you're leading us and the way you're taking us, but show me your way, you God, your way, he says. And he says, consider that this nation is thy people. In other words, God, you just said you were going to come amongst them and wipe them out. Well, consider what you're doing. You're going to wipe your people out. And right then, God gave me some revelation. He showed me how Moses, right there in verse 13, stood in the gap between the people and God. He stands in the gap, oh God, just like a type of Christ. He's standing there as a mediator, as an in-between, that God would not look directly at the people because he knew that the people had sinned. The people were stiff-necked. The people didn't believe. The people didn't trust God. The people didn't follow God. The people were wrong. And Moses stood there, oh God, just like Jesus did when he shed his blood covered us, and now God looks at the blood instead of looking at us. Moses stood there because he was in right standing with God. He lived a life that God, that was pleasing unto God, and Moses stood as a type of Christ between God and the people. Lord, help me. Oh, God, we need, oh, God. He showed me all over again how we needed Christ to stand in between us and God. And that's what Moses does right there. Now, the Bible says in verse number 14, it says, and he said, this is God talking now. Moses has talked to God very candidly, very boldly, open and honest. He said what was on his heart, his mind, and his spirit. He says, my presence, God says, my presence shall go with you. And watch this. God says, I will give thee rest. In other words, Moses standing with this burden of the people, standing there because the people had sinned and God wanted to wipe them out. And Moses wanted to know the way to lead God's people, wanted to know the way of God and all those things. And God says, my presence is going to go with you. In other words, calm down, relax yourself. And he says, and my presence will give you rest. And so this burden that you have, this burden that you've been carrying, you can relax now. Mm-hmm. Because I am going to be with you. He says, listen, verse number 15 says, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, Moses says, carry us not up hence. In other words, God, if you don't go, then don't take us with you. If your presence isn't going to be there, God, I don't want to go. The people don't need to go. Please don't lead us. Don't take us there. He says, don't do it because we can't do it without your presence. Hallelujah. Verse number 16, he says, for wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? is it not in that thou goest with us? In other words, he was saying to God, listen, the only way that we will know that we found grace in your sight, the way that I will know, I hear, you heard what I prayed to you, he says, is that your presence is with us. That's how we will know. And he says, if it's not, is it not in that, that thou goest with us? We can go and we know you're there if your presence is with us. So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth? The way that the people are on the earth, the others that are not God's people, all the other nations and kingdoms that are around will know that we are your people because your presence, he says, oh God, hallelujah, will be with us. Your presence is the thing that sets us apart. Your presence is the signature upon our lives. Your presence being with us, it's visible, it's understandable, it's recognizable. And that's how the people that see us, that's how they will know that your presence, that we are different because of your presence. Hallelujah. He says in verse number 17, watch this. The Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. This man talks to God in a way that I never thought of to talk to God. And God hears him. Not only does God hear him, but God answers him, tells him, I'm going to do what you said. He talks boldly. He talks candidly. And he has God's attention. And watch this. God does what Moses says. Moses shows us, this is some more that God gave me. He shows us how to be in position. Oh, Lord. I just talked about position a little while ago. He shows us how to be in place. He shows us how to be where we're supposed to be. And watch this. Moses is in position. He is in place when others are not in position, not in place. He shows us how to not only be in position, but stay in position even when everybody else around us is acting a fool. Oh God, I had to clap on that. He shows us how he does not get deterred. He does not get off course. He does not stray to the left or the right. But what Moses does is stay right where he belongs, right in the place of God, in the face of God, where he is in position with God, and he does not let anything else move him out of the place. God help me. There are this nation that are around that he's talking about, these people that he's leading, these people that God just said are stiff-necked, all of them, it's probably millions of them, they are acting the fool. And Moses does not let that change him. God help me. His environment, yes, Lord, is craziness around him. His environment, the people that are around him, are not trying to be in place. His environment, all of them, they're acting the fool. They're not in position, but he watches that. It does not disturb him because he is in a place with God and is determined not to let anything move him out of that place. God, doesn't let anyone pull him, push him, move him out of the place he is in with God. God help me. Think about all of the times we have allowed people, yes. We have allowed circumstances, yes. We've allowed situations. We've allowed the craziness of our environment and all those things. Think about all of the different times we have allowed those things to move us, to pull us, to distract us, to get us out of position, out of place with God. But Moses stands there flat-footed in the place that he is in the position with God, while everything else around him is acting a fool. He does not move out of place. And because of that, yes, Lord, God hears him. Yes, Lord, because of that, God answers him. Because of that, he gets exactly what he asked for from God. Let's go on down because I know I'm getting excited. I'm sorry. Listen at this. Moses says, in verse number 17. I'm sorry, the Lord said in verse number 17, the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. God answers him. And God says to him, for thou hast found grace in my sight. In other words, Moses, it's because of you. You found grace. Not the people, but I'm gonna do what you said for the people. He says, you have found grace in my sight, and watch this. He says, yeah, I know you by name. Moses, I know where you are. Moses, I know what you need. Moses, I know what's going on with you. Moses, I see your heart. Moses, I know your mind. Moses, I know your spirit. I know you intimately, oh God. I know you personally, yes. Moses, I know you and everything about you. And because of that, I want you to know I'm answering you. Yes, you have grace in my sight. And he said, verse number 18, I beseech thee. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Moses hears what God says. And watch this. Hears the voice of God, what God says to him, and right after that, boldly calls God on the carpet. Who has the nerve to say, okay, God, well, put your money where your mouth is. He says, I beseech thee then, show me thy glory. Hallelujah. Moses says, well, God, if I really found grace, and since you just said, you know me by name, you know me personally, you know me intimately, you know all about me. He says, and you just said, you're going to answer this request that I made. I got one more request. He says, show me thy glory. Hallelujah. And he went on to say, God went on to say, rather, and it says, verse number 19, I will make all my goodness. Yes, Lord. Everything that I am, all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim, God says, the name of the Lord before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and show mercy to whom I will show mercy. In other words, God says, yeah, I'm going to answer this prayer. And I'm showing grace to you because I want to. It's my choice. It's my design. It's my desire. He says, I'll show mercy and grace to whom I choose to. He says, verse number 20, and he said, thou canst see my face, though. You can't see my face. I'm going to show you my goodness, but you can't see my face. He says, for there shall no man see me and live. In other words, Moses, what you asked for is really something that will kill you. Oh, God. The Lord helped me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, John, see, this is why some of the prayers that people pray, they go unanswered. Because if I give them what they ask for, they don't know the magnitude of it, and it'll kill them. Moses was asking God to let him see God's face. And God says, you don't know what you're asking for because what you're asking for will kill you. No man has seen my face and lived. In other words, if there's ever been a person that has seen the face of God, they die. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord just reminded me of Enoch when the Bible says God took him. I believe because scripture says he walked with God and he walked with God. As a matter of fact, out of all the men of God that lived in those times, he lived the shortest because God took him. And he got so close to God that God said, you're mine. I believe that he got so close that I don't have scripture for it to back it up. So don't send me nothing saying, oh, you're wrong about this. And why. No, I don't have scripture to back it up. I just believe he got so close. He saw so close to God that he could see his face. And God said, all right, time to go. But the Bible says Moses was asking something that would kill him. And that's why God allows some prayers to go unanswered, because what you're praying for will kill you. And the Bible says that the Lord said, behold, I there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. It was right there that God blessed me all over again. Because what God says to him, there's a location, there's a physical location. There's a place, a specific place that you can be in, not a spiritual place now. No. This is an actual location, a physical location, and it was on the earth. He says there's a physical location that is close to me. The Amplified Bible says that there's a place beside me. Yes, Lord. There's a physical location that's next to God. And Moses had the opportunity, because of the place that he was in with God, to go to this physical location that was located here on earth that is next to God. Why do I say that? Well, that's what the Bible says. That you can be in such a place spiritually that God will move you to a place naturally that will be close to him. Yeah, this guy is in such a place with God that he does things, sees things that nobody else on earth ever had the opportunity to know, ever had the opportunity to see. Nobody else witnessed what Moses witnessed.
You have been listening to Mother Judy Hines. Follow Mother Judy on Facebook, Clubhouse, and Instagram. You may also contact her on motherjudyhines@gmail.com or motherjudyhines.com. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m.